Good morning, everyone. Happy Wednesday to each and every one of you out there. Hope everyone's staying warm. Again, I'm Caleb White with the Oakland Church of Christ, and we're continuing our study this week on not looking back. As we talked about on Monday, we talked about how the Bible calls for us as Christians not to look back, and how it's part of our cost of discipleship that we are to be forward-thinking. And then we talked about yesterday how looking back hinders our forward progress. We talked about how Christians are supposed to be movers. We're supposed to be doers of the Word. We always need to be doing things. And we're commanded to progress forward. And then we finished up yesterday talking about the Apostle Paul and how he encouraged us in Philippians chapter 3 to press forward and put the things of the past behind us and just to continue to press forward to the prize of the upward call, which is heaven. And we just need to be promoting spiritual growth and how we need to be spreading the gospel. Today, we want to look at another topic of not looking back, and that is to not look back at forgiven sins. In 1 John chapter 1, it says, "But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ his Son cleanses us from all sin. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness." We as Christians, and there may be some out there today, that have trouble at times forgiving themselves from the sins that they've committed. And it's hard, and you keep dwelling on those things that you've been forgiven of. But we see here in verse 9 of 1 John that if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So the Lord is wanting to cleanse us from all unrighteousness and forgive us of our sins. And God really does put away those sins. If you turn to Psalm, the 103rd chapter, Psalm 103, we'll look at a few verses here, where it says in Psalm 103, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all your iniquities, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from destruction, who crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfies your mouth with good things, so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. The Lord executes righteousness and justice for all who are oppressed. He made known his ways to Moses, his acts to the children of Israel." Look at verse 8. "The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and abounding in mercy. He will not always strive with us, nor will he keep his anger forever. He has not dealt with us according to our sins, nor punished us according to our iniquities. For as the heavens are high above the earth, so great is his mercy toward those who fear him." So we see here from some of these verses here out of Psalm 103 that the Lord is forgiving. He really does put away our sins, that we don't have to look back at our forgiven sins because the Lord doesn't look back at our forgiven sins because he's forgiven us. He's wiped them away. Well, just because he wipes away our sins and cleanses us, that doesn't give us the permission to sin. We see that in Romans chapter 6, starting in verse 1, where it says, "What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? Certainly not. How shall we who died to sin live any longer in it? Or do you not know that as many of us as were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? Therefore, we were buried with him through baptism into death, that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. For if we have been united together in the likeness of his death, certainly we also shall be in the likeness of his resurrection. Knowing this, that our old man was crucified with him, that the body of sin might be done away with, that we should no longer be slaves of sin." God puts away our sin, and just because, and we have been cleansed and have a new body, and that doesn't give us the right or the permission to go out and ruin that new body and give us permission to sin. And there may be some out there this morning that are thinking, well, I've just done a lot of bad things in my life, and I just don't see how the Lord can forgive me of some of the serious things that I've done. Well, let's look at 1 Corinthians chapter 6 and look at some of the things that the church at Corinth were doing. It says, "Do you not know that the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God? Do not be deceived. Neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor homosexuals, nor sodomites, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners will inherit the kingdom of God." So we see here there's a lot of bad things that are happening. Adulterers, homosexuals, thieves, drunkards, revilers, extortioners. We see here, you're right, these people will not inherit the kingdom of God. But look at verse 11. "And such were some of you, but you were washed, you were sanctified, you were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God." He forgives those sins. No matter how serious it may be, He forgives those sins and He wipes them away and He remembers them no more. And that's something that we can look forward to, that we don't have to look back at all the sins that we've committed in the past if we've been forgiven of them. That's all the time that we have for today. I hope that everyone has a great day.